Chul in chapter 1, Mishnah 2, Ashochet b'magol yad, if a person slaughters with a hand sickle. So apparently this hand sickle, it was something that was used for cutting grass. It had one side was smooth and the other side was serrated. Now serrated we worry about, because when you cut with something that's serrated, you actually tear. That's right. You don't actually cut. So over here, if the person used the smooth side, that would actually be good. If you use the serrated side, it would be bad. So the sages banned a person from using this instrument because they didn't want them to, by mistake, use the saw, you know, the serrated side. And what this is talking about is b'dieved, after the fact. If he did use it and he used the smooth side, then after the fact, it is actually a kosher slaughter. He shouldn't use this hand sickle, but if he did, we'll see shchitasa kasher. It's actually, if he used the smooth side, it's a kosher slaughtering. And then b'tsur ubekane, with a sharpened flint, a stone, or with a sharpened reed. Again, it says shchitasa kasher. It's still, that's a good slaughtering. And the Gemara learns what this is talking about over here is an interesting case, and that is that if something's attached to the ground, you can't use it for slaughter. So you can't like take the animal's neck and like a rabbit on a rock or something, right? So that's no good, and everyone agrees that's no good. Slaughtering it with something which has been detached from the ground is good, that's no problem, according to everyone. So what this case is talking about over here is what happens if you detach it from the ground and then insert it like back into the ground. That's the case, very specific case, that the Gemara interprets this to be talking about, and that is okay. Shchitasa kasher. That's actually a kosher shchita. Again, not something that should be done. It's an after the fact. L'chadchila, you're not supposed to do that, but if one does do it after the fact, it is a kosher slaughter. Hakol Sheikhatin, as we said in the last mission, except those three exceptions, everyone can slaughter an animal. Well, Olam Sheikhatin, and they can slaughter the animal at any time. Well, Bekol Sheikhatin, and they can use anything, Chutz Mi Magel Katsir, except for a reaping scythe. So this reaping scythe has teeth which all incline in the same direction. So we say teeth is, you know, not great. Vamagaira, saw. Vashinayim, teeth. So like if you took like a jawbone with all the teeth in there and like try to slaughter the animal with that, so that's no good because it's also like a saw kind of action with, you know, with the spaces in between. But Tziporin, with a nail, that's also no good. Bibnahen shein choinkin, because all of these things tear rather, or like, I mean, he uses the word like strangle in a way, but it means that they tear rather than cut. And tearing through the neck is not, that's not valid, as we mentioned. Hashochet b'magol katsir b'derech halichasa. So what happens if you take that reaping saw that we said, all the teeth go in the same way, and you don't saw backwards and forwards, but you just go in one way, the way, you know, that the teeth are all, yeah. So, b'ish shamai poislin u'b'ish hilal makshirin. B'ish shamai say it's invalid, and b'ish hilal declare it valid. But now what the Gemara says they're talking about is not that you can eat the meat. You can't eat, they all agree you can't eat the meat. The only question here is, does that meat, does it render unclean? Does it transmit impurity? So b'ish shamai will say, yes, it transmits impurity. And b'ish hilal will say, no, it doesn't transmit impurity. You can't eat it. Everyone agrees you can't eat that meat. But b'ish hilal would say, it doesn't make you impure. If you like put it in a pick and pay packet, I don't know, and take it to wherever, it's not going to make you impure. And then finishes off the mission of Im Hecheliku Shineha Harehi Kesakin. If you flatten, file down the teeth of this thing, then it becomes smooth now. Now you can treat it as a knife, and now it would be fit for slaughtering. So then now you could use it. That would be okay.